Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Fortnite Show. To start off today's episode, we're going to go over some of the blog posts from epicgames.com. As today we did have an update. So starting off, we have the State of the World Home Base Status Report for 4/27/2021. And it says, by the Fortnite team. Hello, Commanders. Home Base is back to share what is coming this week and next to Fortnite Save the World. Home Base Status Report initiate. Deimos, accompanies the May Fortnite Crew Pack. Travelers beware on the road to the next world. Standard perk is Corrupted Aura. During Shadow Stance, deal 6 base damage per second to nearby enemies. And Commander perk is Corrupted Aura Plus. During Shadow Stance, deal 20 base damage per second to nearby enemies. And so you're going to be able to get that and save the world by buying the May Crew Pack. And you also get access Save the World, yeah. And then also, coming May 1st at 8 p.m. Eastern, Yar returns for more swashbuckling, Director Riggs returns, and the Powder Keg Blaster into the event store. Blackbeard's ghost is having trouble fitting in with other ghost pirates. He has no legacy to draw from Ray and wants to help, and Ray wants to help him out. Adventure in the new tropical biome and complete the new Yar's Return questline to unlock Homebase's own Director Riggs. I'm actually really excited for this because I played this so much when it first... I played the original Yar questline when it came back, and it was a lot of fun to do that one, so I'm excited for the new one to come out. But Director Riggs brings the efficiency. I'm going to handle this one personally. Standard perk, Direct Threat. Going Constructor eliminations extend its duration by 1 second, up to a maximum of 10 eliminations. Direct Threat Plus, Going Constructor eliminations, extends its duration by 2 seconds, up to a maximum of 10 eliminations. Then the Powder Keg lights the fuse. Drop the Powdered Keg on the husk monsters with this new bow. This one fires an arrow that explodes after 2 seconds. That'll teach those husks to mess with the plunder. Coming May 8th at 8 p.m. Eastern, Buccaneer Ramirez returns to the event store. Standard perk is Hand Cannons, and then her Commander perk is Hand Cannons Plus. This is actually really good. I actually have her, and I use her a lot. She's really good, so I suggest getting her when she comes back. Next, we have a creative update, 16.30. I know we already went over this a little bit, but we're going to go over it again just because... there's a bunch of new stuff, and it has officially been posted. But it says, save point device now in Fortnite Creative. Pick up right where you left off with the new creative save point device available for all creators. The save point device is a big step towards adding meaningful long-term progression in creative games. Now players can save progress over multiple game sessions, encouraging them to come back to your game again and again. Adding the device to your map will enable persistent tracking of eliminations, inventory, resources, and more across multiple sessions. Building a death run game and want players to pick up right where they left off, the save point device is just what you need. Creating a racing game where you'd like your players to be able to track their best lap time, again, the save point device has you covered. Want to create an adventure game that is too long to complete in a single sitting? You get the point. The save point device opens up a new world of possibilities for keeping your audience engaged, and we can't wait to see how you use it. Even more vehicles join the fun. The chop has been added to the vehicle spawner's driver device selection. So take the skies and fly like a bird. Don't forget, the choppa is also compatible with the recently released race checkpoint. They're also excited to announce the launch of the Fortnite Creative Documentation website. The docs on this site feature technical details for creative features and systems, all written and published by the Fortnite dev team. It's a great resource for all developers, with info for beginners who are just getting started, as well as seasoned builders looking for a deeper understanding of creative tools and techniques. They'll continue to add to the docs over time, doc site over time, and give a heads up when new content is added. Give it a look and share any feedback you might have on how they can make it even more useful. And then if you click on it, it brings you to the website, and it's just a bunch of information on how to actually build stuff and what all the devices have in here, but there's not too much in here yet. There's gonna be more coming soon. But then Hub version 2 changes. They have swapped the location of player portals and feature portals within the flat grid Hub version 2 and floating Hub version 2. This will help with less visual distraction while spawning in and improve movement flow. The emissive value on all Island Porter Room logos have been increased to improve visual clarity. They have swapped location of your for your favorites, variety, and practice logos. They have added the phone editable portal room logos, but they should not change any for any hubs you wish to have featured. New weapons. They have added even more season six weapons, and all the primal and mechanical and makeshift weapons have been added. And then there's just a bunch of bug fixes in here. So pretty much, yeah, that's all that it is. And then there's just a bunch of devices that they added, and it just gives you a bunch of the stats. And it's very long. So if you want to go in there and read it, it is up there. Then finally, from the Epic Games website, we do have a new competitive thing coming up. And this, I actually saw this earlier today. You should be able to watch it. You should be able to, play it now. It should be out now, or it should be coming out very soon. It's not out right now, actually. But this is what it says. Played the Fortnite Arena FFA test for a limited time. And so pretty much what happened is a couple days ago, Fortnite Competitive posted a thing that said, yesterday, they posted a tweet on Twitter that says the next arena mode is not far, far away. And people had guesses for what this meant. Like Ronaldo said this was going to be introducing of squads as it was going to come out. It said far, far away. And so it was going to be come out on May the 4th. And then you would be able to get the fourth person in your squad and have squads. But actually what it means is far, far away, FFA. Then Buga actually found this. That's what he said it was going to be. And he was right. It is FFA. And it says it's time for another arena test event. They're continuing to broaden the competitive experience they offer in Fortnite with yet another test event, Arena FFA. Jump into this new mode and battle out with Respawn FFA mode, made within Creative. Compete for the top score in each session to earn hype. If you participate in the Arena Box Fight FFA test, this event will perform almost exactly the same way. They plan for the mode to be available for 2 weeks. Hype occurred in this mode will not count towards hype you earn in core arena modes. Again, this is a test event, and they're looking for feedback on what worked well and what didn't. Arena FFA test is available right now to play. Jump in and tell them what you think. Now, it's not actually available right now. It's probably going to be it's probably bugged right now, and it'll come back soon. But we have over on the Fortnite Tracker website is actually where I'm getting all this information about the new update. But the Neymar Jr. challenges have come out, and I can actually tell you guys everything that you have to do to get the Neymar Jr. stuff. So you have to talk to one soccer player to get soccer character on the island to get the soccer ball toy. You have to talk to soccer character to get the 10 banner icon, and complete 3 quests from soccer characters to get the loading screen. Complete 5 quests from soccer characters to get the skin. Dropkick the soccer ball toy as Neymar to get his backbling, which is really cool. And then score a goal with the soccer ball toy as Neymar, and you get the Jaguar strike pickaxe. Eliminations, you have to get 3 eliminations as Neymar Jr. to get the emote. And then if you get, you have to complete a certain amount of requests to get the I'm Ready spray. I already have it, so I can't see how many you need for it because I got it as soon as the update came out. But then you need 49 to get the stealth shot icon emoji, the hang loose celebration emote. You need to get 52 epic quests, 56 epic quests to get the aerial acrobat glider, and then you need to get 60 epic quests to get the Neymar Jr. exhibition style. And you need to get, by the time you have Rebirth Raven, if you're looking to get that, you will already have all the rewards, because Rebirth Raven, you need to get 70, and you need to get 56 to get every single style of Neymar Jr. But then, moving on, they have a new mythic item, and you have to head to the Spire to battle Raz and get your hands on a new mythic piece of kit. Be warned, he won't go down without a good fight, and he will attack you with a powerful mystical ability. Upon elimination, Raz will drop the mythic explosive bow, and this deals even greater damage than its legendary counterpart with reduced recoil as a bonus. Now, this thing It does 98 damage body shot and 245 damage headshot. So this is a very powerful bow. And it will have the as lesser recoil as it said. And it has Raz's at the spire. And it drops the grenades when you shoot it. And Raz will actually shoot this at you. He has so much health. Like, he's the NPC with the most health on the map. And he has a special ability where he'll drain your health and he'll go straight to health and will just skip past the shield. Also, we have the unstable bow. So following the introduction of the grappler bow last week, Raz Mythic, as well as many other primal and mechanical variants, the unstable bow also arrives today. Sold by Rebirth Raven for 500 gold. You can actually get this at Rebirth Raven. She's over by the castle by Sweaty Sands. And with it, you get the, every time you shoot it, you'll get a new random bow effect. Then there's just a bunch of leaked cosmetics, which we're not going to actually go over because I don't want to spoil for anyone who doesn't want to know what's coming out. But now for some of the other stuff that is happening right now, the Epic Game Store is actually having some problems right now. So if you wanted to go over there, it's going to have some problems where the purchasing has a major outage. And then to address stability issues, the creative game map and creative mode will be temporarily disabled on Empty Island on Android, and then they'll be updated in the future. There's also, what else? There's just a bunch of other stuff. The bananas, coconuts, cabbages, corn, mechanical hearts, animal bones, toxic sacks, shield mushrooms, apples, and peppers have all been enabled in creative. Coming up soon, there will be a supported creator device, which you can actually get in game right now by launching it, the Zone Wars tutorial template. You can actually get it right now. I don't know if they fixed it, but you could get it. The Suki outfit got a new style, but is missing all its textures, so it's just white right now. So it looks really cool, actually, if you wanted to get it. But that's pretty much all the news for the new update that we have so far. It was a smaller update. But before we go into... Actually, we're going to go to our break right now. When we come back, we're going to talk about all the cosmetics coming back and the game modes that we have all right now and the item shop. So see you after the break. Hello and welcome back from the break. Now that we're back, we're going to go over all of the returning items that is going to be coming back in the next update. Now, these are not going to be new items. These are just going to be the returning items that have already been released. So starting with our pickaxes, we have the stop sign pickaxe coming back, really OG one, the caliper pickaxe coming back, the bendy and twisty pickaxe. I don't remember what the name is, but it's those, if you remember that's coming back, the street sign pickaxe coming back, the clobber pickaxe coming back, the weathered gold pickaxe is coming back, and this really old pickaxe is coming back. I think it's the empire pickaxe, something like that. But then going on with emotes that we have coming back, we have the something stinks emote coming back, the praise the tomato coming back, on the hook coming back, the juggling emote coming back, and that's pretty much it. For returning skins, we have the biz skin coming back, which is really cool. The Rio Grande skin, this one's actually one of my favorites. Really can't wait to pick that one up now that's coming back. The catastrophe skin is coming back. Once again, one of my favorites that I'm excited to come back. We have the Flutter skin coming back, the Relay skin coming back, the Takara skin coming back. Really been waiting for that one to come back for a while. The Archetype skin coming back, the Female Robot skin, I don't remember what that name is. The two scuba diving skins are coming back, the Jonesy and the one other one. Kind of overpriced in my opinion, but they are coming back. And now as for bundles that are coming out, we do have the football players bundle coming back, like we said, which has the Hitman back bling, the targets, the bullseye skin, the Arcade Kid wrap, the weather gold pickaxe, the get gritty emote, and the signature shuffle emote. Also here we have a new bundle, which is the Kuno bundle, which it's not the Kuno bundle, it's her set. And so you get Kuno, Kenji, Falcon Glider, their two backlings, and their two pickaxes. They actually left out their wrap for some reason. They didn't bring back their wrap. I don't know why. But then we have another one that looks like it is a locker bundle. I'm not sure, but it comes with a Rage Quit emote, the BJ Pepperoni emote, and the Ketchup and Mustard Glider. I don't remember what that one's called, but you can get that one in the bundle. And the Hemupi bundle coming back, or not coming back, coming out. And oh my gosh, this bundle is a really sweaty bundle. And I'm pretty sure most people already are going to get this discounted because of what at least one of the items, and even maybe two items. I already had the skin and the pickaxe from this, so I'm definitely picking this one up because it's going to be pretty cheap. But in it is going to have the Poised Playmaker outfit, which is actually one of my favorites to use, the Star Wand pickaxe, the Paper Plane Glider, which is one of my favorites as well. So this is pretty much like my favorite locker bundle so far. And then we have the Full Tilt emote and the Constellation wrap, just a really good bundle there. And as I said, it's a very sweaty bundle, so most people are going to own most of this bundle. And then that's pretty much all the returning cosmetics, not doing the new cosmetics, just because I don't want to spoil them for people. But then for our game modes, we have Bodyguard Squads and One-Shot Duos. One-Shot Duos is my favorite game mode right now. Really like this one. They actually have rearranged the way that where you can pick. Team Rumble and has still where it used to be with the LTMs. I'm pretty sure it used to be up there. Or maybe it's not. No, Team Rumble is now with the LTMs. Party Royale is with the LTMs. And then Creative Mode and all Creative LTMs are on the bottom, which is pretty cool. It kind of makes sense, Creative all being together. But we have Go Crazy Arena, Prop Hunt Infinite, and Trio Zone Wars are all in here as well. So pretty cool group of LTMs. But why don't we go into the item shop? Because we have some pretty interesting stuff. Starting with that the Manic skin is back. And it has some new styles that we didn't go over yet. But you can, if you didn't know, it has the default style where she has the all black suit and the red helmet. Well, she got a new style, which is called the punk style, where she still has her mask, which is, it's actually, it looks exactly like a face mask that you would wear. Like, it's not, like, part of her helmet or anything. It's, like, an actual face mask. You get, her pants change from black to maroon, but she still has the same vest on, and she gets, kind of, like, the hairstyle, like, the Polarity skin and the Io skin, that hairstyle, and it's called a punk style. Or you can get the punk no mask style where her ass is off. And I really don't like this style because the hair with it is really weird because it's Ramirez's face. Like, it's not the Polarity skin's face, so it's like it doesn't look like the new ones. It's Ramirez's face, but she's bald on half her head. So it just looks really weird. I definitely think it looks better with the mask on. But then, of course, you can get her for 800 V-Bucks still. We also have her back bling coming out for the first time. The Scarlet Psy back bling with the Scarlet Psy pickaxes. You can unleash the pickaxes from the back bling, and it costs 600 V-Bucks to get both of them. You can get the Lil Octane emote in the shop today for 500, and it is traversal. Back also, we have the Toy Trooper, which is, I've had this one since it came out, and it's really good. They definitely put some grudge on it. It's not as good anymore, but still good to use for 800 V-Bucks. Pretty good skin. You get three styles. Same with the Plastic Patroller, 800 V-Bucks, you get the red, gray, and green style. You get, for 400 V-Bucks, you can get the green toy wrap, the gray toy wrap, and the red toy wrap. Really cool there. Moving on, we have the Grave Feather bundle in here, where you can get the Grave Feather skin, the Bladed Cage back bling, the Razor Wing pickaxe, and the Weeping Crow glider for 2,300. Or you can buy the Grave Feather skin for 1,500, the Razor Wing pickaxe for 800, or in the Weeping Crow Glider for 1,200. Moving on to the daily section, we had the Cobb skin in here for 1,200, and he has that default, non-reactive, and full pop styles for 1,200. Also, we had the Brute Gunner in here, really sweaty skin, but for 800, the Sunsprout Backbling for 200, the Sweet Victory emo for the Sweet Victory Music Pack for 200, the Pickin' emo for 200, and the Twist emo for 200, one of my favorites. We also have the Major Laser bundle still in here, and all those Icon Series emails still in here. And they updated the item shop, So now when you're looking at stuff, there is not, it's a little bit cleaner. It's all, it looks like how it looks in the locker where it doesn't have that plate that they stand on. They just stand on the blue. And so it's okay. It's going to take some time to get used to because most people are probably used to the old look, but it has updated. Also, if you go down to the limited time offers, you can see all the, if you noticed before, you could not gift items that you already owned, but now you can gift items that you already own because they show up now in the limited time offers. So, like, you can gift, like, if you already bought the Anime Legends, you can still gift it to people, which I think is really cool. That is all for the item shop for today. So, if you'd like to find me anywhere else, you can, of course, find me over on YouTube at Numi. Just post a new montage over there. Or you can find me over on Twitch at Exotic Numi. Make sure you go follow me there. I'm going to be doing some more stuff, hopefully, in the future on there. It's going down a little bit over there, but planning to pick up the stuff over there and get some more streams out to you guys. But like I said, that's going to be all for today's episode. So if you'd like to find me anywhere else, you can find me over, as I said, YouTube and Twitch. But until next time, guys, goodbye.